Gemara on Daf Mem Amid Aleph discusses a case of whether or not a lulav has kedusha shvius, and it discusses based on a concept that wood doesn't have kedusha shvius. Gemara darshens from the pasuk where it says lachem la'achla, that those things which have kedusha shvius are those things which are yours to eat, and it has to be dumya de achila. It has to be similar to something that you'd actually eat, which is mishana aso ubi shave. Excuse me. Something where you get the hanah and you destroy it at the same time. Yatzu eitzim shehanasan achar biurin, which excludes wood, which the Gemara continues and explains that most of the time you use wood for firewood, and therefore it doesn't have kedusha shvius because it's not consumed at the time in which you get the hanah, and therefore it's considered not similar to food in that way, and there's no kedusha shvius when it comes to wood. The question that the Rishonim talk about specifically here, the Baal HaMor discusses, let's say it would be something where you don't get the hanah before, I'm sorry, you don't get the hanah after you burn it, which is the case with firewood when you use it for cooking and things like that. You really consume most of the wood and then it starts glowing red hot, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. But let's say you get the hanah first and then you destroy it. So the Baal HaMor explains that in such a case, there would be kedusha shvius. It's only when the hana comes after it's destroyed that we say it's not dumya de achila. But if the hana comes before it's destroyed, for example, something that is made for smelling and spices and things like that, where you get the hana when it's not even going to be destroyed, so then the Rishonim say that that does have kedusha shvius. Based on this, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Ches Simin Kuf Beis writes that when it comes to wood that's made for building, you're going to build houses and you're going to build kelim and toys and things like that, that type of wood does have kedusha shvius because that type of wood is made specifically to get hana before it's destroyed. It's not supposed to be destroyed at all, obviously, and therefore it's not subject to the heter that the Gemara mentions over here. The Gemara is only talking about when you first destroy it and then you get hana from it. That's when it doesn't have kedusha shvius. But wood that you use for building things and wood that you use for enjoying its actual structural self, that is nitfas in kedusha shvius, and you would not be allowed to utilize it for mundane purposes per se. This is the shita of the Minchas Yitzchak. The Kehilas Yaakov, the stipler, has a sefer on shvius, and this is in Simen Vav Os Beis, and he quotes the Yerushalmi that this is not actually so accepted by everyone. The Yerushalmi considers this an ibaya delo ifshita in the Yerushalmi. It's an unanswered question that's raised in the Yerushalmi, and therefore he's not convinced that this idea that we're quoting from the Baal HaMor and the Minchas Yitzchak is accepted by all opinions. He actually concludes halacha l'maisa that there is no circumstance under which you would not be allowed to use wood from shvius for building things. And his svara is basically that on one hand, you can have a tree that you're going to use for lumber, you're going to use for crafting things with wood. That tree is going to have been in the ground for many, many years. So if it took root before shvius, so then we don't have a problem at all. And if it took root during shvius, it was mamish planted during shvius, still it wasn't going to grow to the point that you could use it for lumber or you could use it for crafting toys and things like that, unless it grew significantly after the Shemitah year, and therefore it doesn't consider to have kedusha shvius either way. It says based on this, either way, this explains why the Gemara never raised an issue talking about trees that are planted for the sake of lumber or the sake of creating things out of wood, because there's never going to be such a metzias that these trees are asur mishum kedusha shvius. So he argues on the Minchas Yitzchak and he suggests that any trees that would be planted, whether it was before the Shemitah year or even during the Shemitah year, would be mutter to use for lumber and would be mutter to use for making, you know, all kinds of toys and crafts and things like that, because they have to grow significantly, not during the Shemitah year, in order for them to be usable for these things.